Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It is the match preview. I am joined, not just by myself, but on couch number one by Steve Hall and by Chris Pajak.
They were both looking
absolutely resplendent.
Everyone thought I was in the toilet.
Yeah.
It's after weeks and weeks, we probably should have told the guest there was two toilets in the building because I think he was waiting for me to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys are obviously ready, willing and able to preview Liverpool versus Brentford, of course, aren't you, gents?
Oh, I can't wait.
Absolutely.
It's what I made. It's what I made for me.
Yeah. Brilliant. And then on couch number two, we have Ben and Ben, who are also ready, willing and able to preview Liverpool versus Brentford. Nick, as the morning who's most refreshed amongst us. Look, it's just one of those games, isn't it? I mean, there's not tons to say about it beyond... Just got to keep the run going. That's what we're playing for, vibes at the bare minimum. You know, probably Europa League, maybe Champions League. But in reality, it's about playing for people feeling in a boss mood when the end of the season. Brentford, little bit there. You know, we've had a couple of bad results against them away from home. Mm-hmm. Trying to put that right will definitely aid the cause.
Yeah, coming away from the game last night, you know, those, even though the game itself was a bit of a hard watch, like the lads walking back to the car, we were kind of like, yeah, our five kickoff Saturday, fancy that. We'll go have a few beers afterwards. Like the atmosphere was a little bit lifted, and I just feel like that clean sheet as well just gives us something to build on a little bit. And I want to see Trent play in this position more. I want to see what he can do the more he's in there. So I'm actually looking forward to the game. And listen, I'm resigning myself to Europa League football next season, as Ian said earlier. Get me to Dublin. I'm all over that. I feel like booking an EasyJet as soon as they come on sale. So. Yeah. Yeah, I think optimism's picked up a little bit. I think now it's just the case of let's just keep this winning run going, win every game to the end of the season, and then what happens, you know?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right, isn't it, Ian? Is that if you do that and you do get Europa League, there will be a sense of disappointment, absolutely, but at least you get to go, okay, well, look, a problem was identified, they found the cut-off point, and you're starting to look at next season's Liverpool, and you can imagine what they're going to look like. Whereas, I mean, we've been saying for a few weeks, if you continue that up-and-down form, the net result might be the same. You might have still ended up in the Europa League, you know, who knows? But you'd be thinking, oh, God... What team is going to come back in the new season?
Yeah, you can see a progression, can't you? I mean, it sounds experiment fascinating. I'm sure you just spoke about it. I mean, on yesterday, he just like gliding across the pitch, and I just thought he just looks utter class. He's a great player, but I just think that position's so interesting because it's interesting. It's something we haven't seen before, and it could be a catalyst for next season. It could be tremendous. You know, a couple of other players alongside him. That's no disrespect to Endo, Fabinho. But you've got players there, potentially ones that are getting spoken about. And I think you're looking at it and thinking, wow, what could that look like? Obviously, we spoke about Nunes. You've seen the emergence of Gakpo becoming fundamentally important to them and a really, really good player. So for me, it's not like fizzling out the season. Yeah. You're looking at potential.
It felt could like this it was fizzling out a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
it?
Absolutely.
Could this be the next... So you're looking forward to the end of the season.
Could this be like... you know, when we used to see Ferguson, you know, you suddenly see a new team starting to be developed. You go, well, hang on, these have got another team on the horizon here. Have we, you know, we going into that sort of stage now where we're looking at next season, looking at this formation? You know, we haven't talked about Konate. I think he's been outstanding.
Yeah,
the way he's on the front foot, he's attacking. He's, you know, he's really, really relishing that role. So for me, potential re-emergence of Liverpool in a different form, in a different system with different players, but potentially could be as effective as what we've seen previous. It's fascinating.
I also think the Brentford game away was where a lot of our problems first, like, were really identified. They bullied us a little bit. They had that time when they got two disallowed goals from a set piece and then scored off the next one. Just like stupid things like that, where Liverpool looked a little bit frazzled and a bit all over the place. It'd be interesting to see now we've done this change with obviously Alexander Arnold playing this new role that he's in, and Liverpool, the whole setup changing, a few new players in, a few lads. Oxlade-Chamberlain scores in that game, for example. He's nowhere near it now. It'll be interesting as a measuring stick, because that was what we was, and then we've made this change that you've said, and now here's the new net result of it. Because again, Brentford, I thought two away games we've been to their place in the last two seasons, and we've really struggled. We beat them relatively comfortably at home last season, but I think it's like a good measuring stick to see where we're at, because you know, we had a few losses this season where it's been pretty comprehensive, and I know Liverpool got a goal in that game, but it still felt like it was a pretty handy beating. So it'd be nice to see, right, here's Trent, here's all the new lads, here's Diaz is back, here's Jota back, we've got it all going again. If we can wipe the floor with them, it's like a big mark of progression from A to B.
Well, it's a good challenge in that regard, isn't it, Chris? Because Thomas Frank's a good manager.
Going
back to the away game last season where they really identified, they were like putting three men on the back post to upset Trent Alexander-Arnold, and he will be sat this week looking at what we're doing and trying to find small little ways, like myopically focusing on two or three little ideas to upset Liverpool. And that's what, again, that's what I mean. It's a different kind of challenge. And to the point, I think we've got them probably a couple of weeks too soon for them to be on the beach yet. They're in ninth, but you know, if we're talking about being able to get into maybe outside chance of Champions League or whatever, they'll be saying the same thing about Conference League and maybe even fringes of Europa. Yeah. A couple of wins for them. One win here might put them on the beach, but they're not there yet.
Yeah, they're not. I think the interesting thing with them and specifically what Liverpool have been playing like the last few weeks is we've been dead open. You know, about that Nottingham Forest game where we concede from two throw-ins, well, Brentford will take advantage of throw-ins. And we've conceded a lot of free kicks recently in the last sort of, even in this spell. So although we have been much better on the ball, we have actually conceded a lot of chances during these games. Obviously, it's a mad 4-3 game. There's a 3-2 game in there. We probably don't really deserve a clean sheet last night, but for unbelievable goalkeeping and unbelievable defending from the likes of Virgil van Dijk and stuff. So that for me is where he'll be looking to focus on. Can he get them in from set pieces and all that type of stuff? Focus on those types of things. Also, they don't get beat often. You've got the league table in front of you there.
I
think they've only been beat about 8 times. Yeah. They draw a lot of games, but they're very hard to beat at the same time.
They've drawn 14 games, which is more than anyone else in the entire league. Yeah, no one else has drawn more games this season than Brentford. Newcastle have drawn 11. Crystal Palace.
How many have they lost?
And you're right, they've only lost
eight. And how many have we lost?
We have lost 9.
I mean, like that's good. You know,
the third top scorer in the league plays for them. I mean, it's Haaland, Kane, Ivan Toney. So
20 or something.
20 goals. And if you've got, you know, if you mentioned before, like I think one of the reasons we got away with it a little bit against Forest was because their finishing was poor. I actually think the same against Tottenham. I think they could have scored, you know, they scored 3, they could have scored 5. I think you'd back Ivan Toney to score some of those. Harry Kane in that game got one chance, scored it, and Ivan Toney's a little bit, I know some of them are penalties because he's a worldy pen taker, obviously, bad one he missed recently against Newcastle, but they've got someone, he'll be there now, I think, Thomas Frank, like you say, there'll be a specific game plan that gets Ivan Toney in these positions, and I'll be honest, the back door hasn't been closed, has it? I know we did keep the clean sheet against Fulham, but it was squeaky, you know what I mean? It was Alisson pulling off a couple of worldies and, you know, Van Dijk off the line a little bit. It wasn't like Liverpool were completely solid. So I think they've got to be on the game against Brentford, but I think it's a really tough challenge. If you look at the games we've got left, the two home games, it's Villa and Brentford. They're both tough games, like against relatively decent size. And then the away games are two teams fighting for their lives.
Well, they've got measuring sticks, like you said.
That's a
tremendous record they've got there, isn't it? Credit to the manager and how the players are implementing it. Yeah. But they're not parked the bus.
No.
They're a good team, aren't they?
They attack your weakness. They identify a weakness and they smell blood. That game against Ludwig, them free kicks, they had it planned. You could tell they had it all worked out. Yeah. They were flooding the back post. and then had someone at the front and hit it to him. And they're really smart. They're a really clever team.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, the 1% was in sport, the marginal gains. They're all over that kind of stuff. They're really, you know, they're that type of club. They binned off the youth team because they went down the analytics route. They're really, they're a different proposition, and it's gonna be, I think it'll be a tough game.
Thomas Frank knows a lot about football. Probably not as much as Sam Allardyce.
No, no one does.
No one does.
Sam Allardyce drinking the Stephen Ireland Kool-Aid there. What's even on about this week?
Absolutely amazing.
I think the yardstick thing's interesting because, as you mentioned, the Brentford and Villa, there's two teams whose ambition now is, can we get into Europa League? That'll be the pinnacle of it. If we can get into Europa League, then that is an exceptional season for us. Mm-hmm. And it's a disappointment for us. And these are teams we need to put in our rearview mirror if we want to just
establish. That's a mentality thing there as well, isn't there? Yeah. You know, that Liverpool have to get over because you've got two sides, Aston Villa especially, from where they were early this season with Gerrard in charge. He's done an incredible job, that's right. And you know, they're going for something that they probably didn't think was possible.
No,
and we're going for something. We're still a little bit disappointed that we're not maybe getting Champions League.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Yeah.
Just in terms of Liverpool then, Luis Diaz, they start again?
If he can go, yeah. He looked jaded and he tired the other night. And obviously, if you ask him to go Wednesday night, Saturday night, it might be a bit too much for him. But if he's fit, yeah, absolutely. He's got he's got the skills, right? He's got all that, but his tenacity is just unbelievable. It's like that, you know, it's just like never give up. There was a couple of times where he looked like he'd lost it and he just runs away from it.
Yeah.
He's happy to boot you if he needs to boot you. You know, he's gnarly about it. We've seen him a few times now off the bench. Obviously, he gets a couple at the start there as well. He looks like it's a shame that the season's about to end because it looks like he's just about to get back into it and then we're going to cut him off. So I think, yeah, and also, like I say, if he can go, then I would start him. But I wouldn't be shocked if Jürgen's going to try and look after him a little bit. It was a long time out that he had.
I don't think there's any doubt in my mind, Chris. I don't know about you. He's in our best. If we're playing from three, he's in the best one.
Yeah. He is. Yeah, he needs to have more goals for his game. Mm-hmm. I think you could probably, if you were being pessimistic last night, I'd have actually liked him to shoot a little bit more. He was trying to bring players in, which normally you applaud. But he was in a really good position to shoot himself a couple of times when he looked a bit too keen
to get Darwin a goal.
And you know, maybe he's been helping him with the language and all that type of stuff. So they've been kind of buddied up and all that stuff. Maybe that's something there. Maybe he knows a little bit more than the rest of the squad about how difficult maybe he's found.
He knows how to say run there, lad.
Yeah, well,
in
maybe
his natural
there's that
language.
As well. He's an outstanding footballer. I think everybody knows that. But he's a tempo setter at the same time for me. And I think you need them, don't you? I think, you know, I don't think we've got one in the middle of the park anymore.
Yeah.
I think Trent's a leader in a different way when he's got the ball. But someone who's going to go out there and he's just a dog. You know what I mean? You need people with just fighting them, don't you, to set that tempo.
Suarez type, hasn't he? Yeah. He's got that spirit. I just think watching him last couple of games, you realise what we've missed because he's just absolutely tremendous. And yet he's absolutely one of the first names on the sheet when he's fit, and he is, next season he's going to be absolutely pivotal. pivotal football for us next year, dependent.
I mean, Klopp talked about it, saying it's not really a problem as such when you've got lots of really good players all fit and available. I mean, it's the opposite to the problem that he's had all season. So yeah. I reckon he probably sees it as quite a welcome return. But Nick, Gakpo, Jota, Diaz, actually all in really good form, and Salah's Salah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the interesting question. And this, we had a big chat about Darwin earlier. We may as well bring it in as well. I don't feel like there was enough from him in midweek to go, you mentioned Gakpo again.
Yeah, of course.
But there will be an interesting conversation around Jota and Diaz, because to Chris's point, Jota scores the goals. Yeah. Diaz seems to fit the whole thing perfectly. But Klopp's clearly favoured Jota in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I think he will continue to as well. Obviously, Mo's going to start, but even last night, seeing Mo come off the pitch, he wasn't playing well. You know, he wasn't having his best game, far from it. So you want that competition up there. You want that competition up top. And I think also, like Sir Curtis Jones, I'll be honest, I'm not a big Curtis Jones fan. And, you know, for me, you're scraping the bottom of a barrel when he's starting to play games. But last few games, I've had to go, listen, kid's playing great.
Yeah.
He's playing really well. He's enjoying his football. He's involved all the time. He's making things happen. And what we've started doing again is turning and running at defences, you know, and that's something obviously Diaz brings to us out on the wing. But I think getting Curtis on the ball and just allowing him to do that, I think, I don't know whether that's because Trent's coming inside, so it's freeing them up to be a little bit more adventurous in midfield. But yeah, it's good stuff.
What are we doing then, Steve? Lineups?
I think the interesting one, mate, is I think Robertson comes back in for Costa. I think that's a given. It's whether he thinks George.
Can I just ask you on the same
question? Getting taken off, I thought, because I didn't think he did anything wrong necessarily, but then Robbo come on and put in a worldy cross, the first touch he had, and you go, okay, fair enough.
I think it's a level. I think it was more that he was just resting Robertson.
Yeah.
So I think he plays. It's the Henderson ones for me. Does he think Jordan Henderson can go again? He obviously he left him out. He's played Harvey Elliott in there, hasn't he? When Henderson wasn't fit,
it's the physicality against Brentford. Yeah, that's
the worry. I would like it. I think it should be Henderson.
It's got to be.
But he played 90 yesterday, and he looked knackered. You know, I think he had a shot for like 20-odd yards because he just couldn't be asked running anymore.
He went down, didn't he? I was like, oh god, I hope he's not injured. And then the ball dropped to him, and he just decided to lob the goalie
just not quite as successfully. So it depends how he is, but. Yeah, I think Robertson comes in. I think it's the same midfield, and I think Gakpo starts ahead of Darwin. I think he will go with Diaz if he can, with Salah on the other side. I think that's what he'd like to do. But again, I'd urge him to be cautious with Diaz. If there's any worry about him, then listen. Ultimately, next season is more important than the end of this one. So you would wrap him in cotton wool a bit. But again, going back to the Brentford thing and the thing you just said about Diaz having this dog in him, I think that could be important against these. I think it could be that kind of game where you need a little bit of that. So yeah, I think that's what I'd do.
I don't think there's any problem. Again, if you bring in Diaz and Nunes into the game at the moment, I still think Nunes probably suits when games are getting a bit ragged toward the end. You know, maybe things open up a little bit more. That's how we were using him at the start of the season. He's never really truly developed beyond that. And you're right on the Diaz stuff. I want him to play every game between now and the end of the season, so that makes kind of sense. Jota's been playing well from the start. He's been scoring important goals for us, and Gakpo's been absolutely class, hasn't he? So I don't mind that. The Henderson stuff, the Elliott stuff's only, I think, if you need someone, you want that physicality for later in the game, because if Hendo's knackered, which period of the game is he most useful to you? Because you bring a Milner in to shut the game down, and is Milner enough to shut a game down? Do you maybe go with Elliott and go, right, let's just go and try and get this game won in 45 and then shut it down? That's the only consideration. But I think Henderson will get the nod. Let's have some score predictions then. Nick, what do you think?
I'm feeling quite confident, actually. Unfortunately, judging by the defending the other night, I think they will score. Yeah. I think we will concede again. But I'm confident we'll put a couple in the other end, so I'm going to go with 2-1.
Nice. Yeah.
3-1.
Great. Chris?
3-2 to us. And it's going to be a while.
Last minute winner. We shared a mind in the last few weeks.
Yeah. I'll take that, definitely.
I just want us to score the last goal. I don't care what. As long as the winning and the last goal. Yeah, go on, Steve.
Yeah, I'll go 2-1 as well. I think it'll be tight. I think they're a good team.
Yeah. I feel a 3-2 on this one. Maybe not quite in the same Forest vein, but it'd be an interesting test for them, because you're right, they're going to exploit set pieces and all those kind of situations.
It's got the hallmarks of we score 3, they score 2, and you walk out going, oh, fucking hell, that was close.
Yeah. I'll take a clutch.
You miss a chance in the last few minutes that they really could have scored. Alisson's world. needs to pull a save out.
Just win the game, Liverpool, whatever it takes. Right, cool. That is the preview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.